Hello, this is Pastor Deborah, and welcome again to another wonderful spiritual teaching video for you. This is going to cover about us, humanity, being a king, and we are ignorant about it. And this is going to fall under the King and Kingdom series playlist, the King's International Spiritual Care University, probably in the intermediate classes. This is also leadership development and becoming a king. We have to learn what we were created to do, who we were really supposed to be, and what all of our, we'll say, powers and what all abilities we were given. I learned about myself that I was known before I was put in the egg and the sperm. I had been anointed, called, destined, predestined, and purposed for a cause when I was to come out of the womb, spiritually. But I didn't know it. My parents didn't know it. And I had to learn it through many years of study, practice, failures, getting in the presence of this God called God the Creator. I had to learn. I had to study who I was. Who I was made after. Oh, not my flesh body. That came from genetics, from dirt, from my mother and my father, and ancestors back all the way to the beginning, Adam and Eve. I learned that my outside part, my dirt, was created, and it is of the earth that we walk on. It's made of dirt, and it has to be fed and kept by the things of the earth that is made from the dirt. Then I realized and I learned that something was breathed into me. Something was placed in me. And I had to discover that. And that's what this series, this part, number two, of teaching ignorant kings, who we are prisoners of our ignorance, our darkness, that we, humanity, are all kings. Yes, every woman, every child, every teenager, young adult, every male, no matter what race, culture, religion, faith, age, all of us, even those that are in the womb. We were created to be kings. That means rulers, leaders, managers, stewards of, warriors, here on earth. Well, that's where we came out, was on earth, from the womb. But we were known. But we were known, we were anointed, we were predestined, even before we came inside of the mother's womb, through the meeting and the joining of an egg and a sperm. Oh, the egg and the sperm just formed our dirt body. Then we, the real us, the spirit part of us, the forever person, was breathed into the dirt. So that we and the dirt were one. So here in this part, part number two, of this series called The King and Kingdom, we're going to talk a little bit more about ourselves. But first, let's open up with prayer. Dear God of creation, you are something else. You have created all of the earth, all of the stars, the atmosphere, the wind, the water, the living creatures. Then you formed us from eggs and sperm, from a male and a female, mostly inside the womb of a female. But sometimes you put us together in a petri dish, and then you plant us inside a womb so that our physical dirt bodies can grow through the genetics, the DNA of the egg and the sperm coming together as one. Oh, you are a powerful architect, creator, designer of bodies, of living things, of which we are. Then you breathed into us. But before you breathed us, the forever person, inside of this dirt body, you already knew us. You had already said words over us. And you had already approved of us, predestined us, anointed us to be your kings here on earth. So we thank you and help us, please, by your spiritual teacher, the Holy Spirit, to guide us and teach us into this understanding of who we really are here on earth, that you always designed us to be, who we are to reflect, who we're to be made in, created in, whose image and likeness, yours. So we thank you, God of creation, God of agape love, God, the great I am. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. All right, well, where do we begin in studying who we really are if we're ignorant? Well, we go back to the very beginning. We go back into the authorized King James Bible. We go back to Genesis, which means the beginning. Do you know how long I used to spend just studying Genesis? It's always a good place to start, at the beginning. So let's look. When this God of creation, that Moses, everybody knows about Moses. Everybody's heard the story. Yeah, everybody knows. And God was creating things. And let's listen to what God had to say about his creation, called both the earth and the living creatures and us. We're in Genesis 1, 24 through 28. And God said, see, God's a talking God. Did you know that? There are some pastors that believe God can't talk. Well, he talks. He speaks. And when he speaks, he creates. So words are powerful, and you have to learn that, even about yourself. Verse 24, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. A pattern was being set up. Verse 25, and God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and every thing that creeps upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. God is a God of creation. He's an architect. But I tell you, he's got a powerful, I don't even know what, imagination? How many different living creatures he's made. All the different kind of cattle and creeping things. Beasts of the earth. Does that mean the dinosaurs? Yes. Yes. Everything that creeps, ants, spiders. Yeah, snakes. Yeah. Verse 26. And God said, he talked again, let us, well, who's us? Well, that's his two parts. He's a mother and a father. You'll learn that about him as you go. Because it takes two, a male and a female, to create life. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Verse 26. And God said, he's going to talk again now. He's created beasts and creatures and things. Let us, that's the two parts of him, the male part and the female part, make man in our image. You'll learn that the image of man is made after the father side, the father part of this God of creation. After our likeness, that's the mother side, the agape love side. I had to learn that. And let them have dominion, means authority, rulership, stewardship, over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle and over all the earth. That means we were to have dominion. We were to be kings, rulers, stewards, servants for Him, over His creation on earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Verse 27. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. This Him was both a male and a female. Created He them. I had to learn that He created us after Himself. He was both male and female, father and mother. That was some deep learning, and that I had to get myself. Verse 28. Now here comes the anointing, the predestination, which we've already gotten, because we're to have dominion here on earth over things, but we're not to abuse it. We're to be stewards, care for them, watch over them. Now let's listen to more of our predestination, our anointing. Verse 28, and God blessed them. Humanity is blessed by God. And if you mistreat us, you're in trouble with Him. And God said, here He goes speaking again unto them. Who? This image and likeness after Himself. This male and female. Now they are not on earth yet. This is up in the heavenlies, inside of Him. He's speaking over His own womb right now, blessing them, giving them instructions. Some people do that now. They talk to their babies in the womb. So that's that sort of how it was spiritually. God blessed them. That means He blessed humanity. And God said unto us, be fruitful and multiply. Bring more. Have more babies. Also, it means grow and develop into all that you are to be. And replenish the earth. What does that word mean? That's a good study right there. And subdue it. It means that you are to have control over your physical body. You are to have control and stewardship and rulership over the things of the earth. If it gets out of line, even your own thoughts, your own body, you get it back in control. And have dominion. It means rulership, leadership, stewardship over the fish of the sea. I had to break out this word. That means, yes, I can control the fish. I can speak to it and tell them what to do. But it also means, fish means vibrant, something that moves by vibration, moving of the tail. So it means have control over how it broke out was anxiety and fear, trembling. Within yourself. Control the fish inside of you, sort of speaking. And over the fowl of the air, anything that moves, that comes towards you, words, have control over them. Things that seem fleeting, maybe dreams. It also means deeper things that we would learn later. So our spiritual enemy that might come through the seas, through the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth, or to have stewardship, dominion, rulership over viruses, bacteria, sicknesses, and diseases. Of course, at the time, what baby knows what mama's saying in the womb? They have no idea. We were still inside of God, inside His womb, and He's speaking to us. We haven't even been sent the earth yet. That comes a little later. So right there in those verses, we are predestined, preordained, given our authority and dominion as kings and rulership here on earth. But you have to learn that. But you also have rulership over yourself, your thoughts, things that might come against you. We don't know that, but thank you for showing us, Father, our beginnings. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. Now I want to pick up in part number 2 of the Ignorant Kings in this King and Kingdom series, and how we had become prisoners of darkness and all humanity was searching for this predestined authority and dominion, and most of us never find it. I wrote this out years ago, so just listen. All mankind is seeking Him, His kingdom, and our own spiritual royal identity as kings. We're looking for that authority and dominion, but most of us don't know that, and we can't find what we're looking for. Everyone is searching and seeking, and yet not finding any of them. Even when one gets saved, say born again, believe in this Christ Jesus, this God of creation, there is no spiritual understanding of the kingdom. The king, oneself is the king on earth. The kingdom, one is to spiritually inherit and apply on earth because of our spiritual enemies. Because we are ignorant and we are in religion. I had to learn this. Even though the king and his kingdom is quietly and has always been drawing all of us, all of humanity to itself, many are sidetracked and get on another road called religion. And we get off onto dead roads. We get off onto roads of error. We get off the road altogether. We give up. It's not working. We get hurt by others on this road. And of course, there is this one big unseen force that is always at work, unknown to us, that will keep us from finding the right road, staying on it, walking, and learning. For they hope we do not find it and never submit to this education, this truth, and their goal is to keep it hidden from us always. Does anyone have any ideas of what that might be? Well, it's called the King's Curse. But right now, let's just learn some more spiritual knowledge and wisdom from our teacher, the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth and light. This spiritual kingdom of heaven and its king is as old as time itself, and even older. For time was created by Him, the Creator. In one searching, in one seeking this knowledge, even though you don't know it, everyone is trying to feel the spiritual emptiness of one's own spiritual heart and soul. We try to fill it with food, sex, love, power, money, legacy, culture, religion, everything. And yet, we do not find it. Everyone who has not found the spiritual kingdom of heaven, of God of creation, and discovered how to live in the kingdom of heaven on earth, believes other things can and will fill this emptiness of our hearts. And we will meet our own soul's desires and needs. We'll chase love, money, power, attention, greed, authority, positions. We will chase everything, looking for something we do not even know what we're looking for. All of humanity believes that, one, love of a human being, a child, a dog, anything, can satisfy this longing of the heart. Number two, power through money will satisfy our own desires of our heart to be this unknown king on earth. Three, occultic powers and abilities will do it, will give us this authority and dominion, this power that we believe we're to have as a king. Number four, drugs will ease the pain and hurt and even love between people, animals, of never finding what one is truly looking for. Number five, church membership, prayer five times a day, going to temples, sacrifices, will certainly do it, we believe. This will work, we believe. Just praying for help, surely that will do it, we believe. Just confessing the word, reading the religious books, that'll do it for sure. And being faithful to our religion, that'll do it, we believe. Yet, we have no understanding that it would not help us. Just stating, I'm a new creature in Christ, a follower of Muhammad, a believer. We believe that will do. Just hoping that things will be different will do it. Finding the love of my heart, having a position, having money, getting to do all the things I never got to do. I mean, all the sex I want, more children. That'll do it, we believe. Number six, following others, getting attention, marrying the right person will do it. Number seven, having sex and babies will do it. At least I'll have someone to love me. Number eight, getting married many times will do it. For I'll be loved and I'll be satisfied. Number nine, having food stamps, HUD, free church food, free health care. Surely that will solve this emptiness of my heart. Anyway, they, whoever they are, they owe me for the pain they have done it to me. That's what we think. Number 10, getting laws passed, then breaking the laws, resisting the law. This will make me feel satisfied. I'll show them that they can't control me. I have rights to do whatever I want, don't I? Number 11, having multiple lovers, multiple babies, multiple boyfriends, girlfriends. At least I won't be alone in this world. Filling the emptiness of what we're truly looking for. Number 12, finding religion in jail, oh, that'll do it. Life will be better, right? Oh, how our hearts and our minds of our soul lead us astray down so many paths. But those are not the spiritual paths. That's not the truth that we're seeking. So on we march and walk, looking, 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 searching, and usually never finding. How is it? How is all that working out for you? Has the deep spiritual longing been satisfied? I work with people all over the world. They are reaching out so hard for love of the opposite sex, for position, for money, for wealth, for legacy. And yet they never find what they're really looking for, who they really are, spiritually. Boy, everyone is working so hard, struggling, and even violently pushing to find it, whatever it is. But what is it one is looking for, seeking, striving to find with all these attempts? What is spiritually hidden from one's spiritual sight, knowledge, grasp, understanding? What seems to be hidden in a mist? What is it you can't find, see, or perceive? A prophet, a teacher, a man of God named Jesus told everyone that all mankind has been and still are doing all kinds of activities, rituals, customs, family traditions, personal self-help care, alternative medicines, therapy, religion, illegal, legal activities to find this unknown something. What they do not know, he said, is that they are searching for and seeking with all their spirits, their souls, and physical bodies is what they lost and is still hidden to them. And what did all of humanity lose? Genesis 1, 26 through 28. The kingdom of God that is within ourselves, and our authority and dominion on earth over all of creation, and our identity as a king, a son, which means offspring of God himself, which means we are to also be gods. That's a hard image to learn. And we lost the government of the kingdom of heaven on earth to rule and reign as the heavenly Father, our Creator, does in heaven. We lost that. We're ignorant of it. We are ignorant kings and don't even know it. We lost the rulership within ourselves. Our spirit was to rule our spirit. Our spirit was to rule our soul, who was to be the helpmate of our spirit. We lost the rule over our physical body and its desires, and we become addicts, addicted to the chemicals in our brain. We lost so much through ignorance. We lost our rulership here on earth over sin, circumstances, over fear and torment, over pain, over sicknesses and diseases, over bitterness, unforgiveness, shame, and the spiritual enemies of ignorance and darkness. We lost our spiritual authority, rulership, dominion over Satan, the very adversary of God himself and his demons. We lost our spiritual authority over sin and rebellion and its consequences of death of any kind. We lost our rulership and leadership over protecting those we love, and we lost our rulership over death itself. Well, how do I know this? You might be asking me, Pastor Deborah. Well, I just look at what this prophet, this man, this son of God named Jesus brought with him. What he taught about, what he demonstrated on earth, and what even Isaiah the prophet told us he was bringing. Isaiah told us he's an Old Testament prophet. Every religion knows about Isaiah. Said that this person was going to bring a government, was on his shoulders. He was carrying a yoke on himself of a government of the kingdom of heaven. To help you find what you are searching for, one must look at what Adam lost in Genesis, for this is what Jesus brought to earth to teach on, preach on, tell all men about, to testify to demonstrate what this kingdom, authority, dominion of heaven on earth looks like through the Holy Spirit, the finger of God, through humanity. For this is why the Heavenly Father sent him, and how all the spiritual gifts of the Holy Spirit are to be used, how they operate on earth to bring the good news of the kingdom to people, so they would receive back this kingdom of authority and dominion of heaven that we had in Genesis 1, 26 through 28 of our home country, whose culture is love, joy, and peace in one's spiritual heart, in our soul and physical body. So that is why he came, what he demonstrated to us. And in the next part, we will pick up why did we need to receive back the kingdom within ourselves. We are told through this Jesus, this teacher, this prophet, this Son of God. I am a son of God, which means an offspring. That's what the word son means. That we lost something, and he was coming to bring back to us what we had lost, and it would be inside of us. And that is what this teaching is about. And we'll get into that part on why did we need to receive back the kingdom of God within ourselves in the next part. But let's finish up here with this short part, that you learn that before you came to earth in your mother's womb through the egg and the sperm that created the physical body, the spirit you, the forever you, was already ordained, anointed, blessed. And when you came down here, when you were breathed into the dirt, we became ignorant. We fell into our flesh. The helpmate, the soul, took over. And we lost that information. It was there in seed form, hidden away in the mist of the soul, hidden away in the darkness of our spirit, waiting for light and love to shine on it over and over and over to help it to grow and develop, for the knowledge to come. And when it does come, then you have to learn and grow up to be a rightful, righteous, spiritual king, first inside of you and over your thoughts and desires. And you learn that you have a purpose here on earth for humanity and all of creation. A lot of learning to do. A lot of breaking forth. A lot of watering with love and patience. Having a good teacher, a mentor in your life that has walked this path. So you be encouraged. I hope you will not anymore be an ignorant king. And you will begin to learn that you are more than what you think you are. You were created and came to earth to do more than what you're doing. And you have more than what you believe you have. All right, I'll see you again on part number 3 of this spiritual teaching from me, Pastor Deborah. This will be up on the website, maybe, of www.agapeloveishere.org. It'll be up on the Hidden Kingdoms YouTube channel for you to watch the video. You can also learn more about this kingdom and me on Pastor Deborah's YouTube shorts. There's also a playlist, a podcast show called Agape Love, A Voice of Light in the Darkness, and you learn about being an oppressed spirit. And then we'll get into other topics, maybe about lust and other issues that you don't really know about. So you be encouraged. There's information, a lot of teachers out here in many religions. I study a lot of Sufism. I study Islam, Buddhism, Taoism. Study ancient Chinese, Yeah. Study. Look at ancient cultures. Go back and study the Egyptians. They believed they were sons of God on earth. Go back and study ancient Greeks, the gods and goddesses. Study spirituality. From our ancient days, we always believed there was a spirit in the great sky. The American Indians did. We believed in sacrificing to the gods, praying. Humanity has always known there is something bigger than us in the sky. And we've always worshipped it. We've given it different names. Now it's time to learn that you too came from it. So you be encouraged. You keep studying. And I'll see you again on the next King and Kingdom series. This is Pastor Deborah. Bye-bye.